This is a pesticide that has recently been banned in the United States. It's also banned in Europe because it's been found to be unsafe to be used even if we follow the label instructions. In the U.S., it's regulated quite heavily and it's controlled and people are trained on how to use it. And so you have the best possible situation where such a pesticide could be used safely. It's one of the most dangerous pesticides actually available at the moment anywhere in the world. In Africa, it's distributed quite openly. It's available over the counter. It's very, very cheap. In fact, it's probably the cheapest pesticide available. It's used quite widely.
Can you tell us the problem it's caused in Kenya, considering the wildlife have been dying off?
Absolutely. In the early 90s, it was noticed that a lot of water birds were just dying en masse as a result of furdan being used in the rice irrigation scheme. So that's when people realized it was just devastating wildlife. And later on, the local communities realized that it was powerful against almost any animal. In fact, birds are very sensitive, but so are cats. So they started using it to poison lions as a retaliation against lions that had been killing livestock. We know of at least 60 lions that have been killed in the last few years, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg. And Kenya today has fewer than 2,100 lions remaining. We used to have over 30,000.
Now, currently there is a buyback program to try to get this pesticide, furadan, off the market. Is that working?
The furadan withdrawal and buyback is working in the sense that FMC is effectively withdrawing it from the shelf. The problem is that the patent that FMC had has expired, and furadan, or carbofuran, is being produced now by Chinese and Indian and Pakistani companies. And we believe that it will simply re-enter the Kenyan market unless it's banned.
How is this pesticide a threat to humans?
It is such a powerful pesticide. It affects the nervous system of victims who come into contact with it. It's mainly through ingestion. You can probably absorb it through your skin, but you'd need a lot of it. It takes only a quarter of a teaspoon to kill people. But lower concentrations would cause all sorts of neurological problems, paralysis, all sorts of problems with breathing and that kind of thing. And this has been documented in other countries. It hasn't been documented in Kenya, and I suspect it's purely because there's absolutely no monitoring system in place. Pesticides are distributed. There's no monitoring of the health effects. There's no monitoring of the environmental effects by the national authorities.
If the Kenyan parliament passes a ban on the pesticide, how will it be enforced?
Well, it'll be easy to enforce in that if anybody is found using it, there would automatically be very stringent responses. People would be arrested, they'd probably be fined, or maybe even go to jail. But the most important thing is that when a ban has been imposed, you can then create an education campaign and an awareness campaign around that. At the moment, you can't really do much with the fact that FMC simply withdrew it.